This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Sanctuary for the Second Amendment in places like Virginia. I'll be filling in for Mark next week, by the way. I'll tell you about that when we get closer. But you have a number of sheriffs now who are saying they're not going to enforce some of these crazy gun laws that are being proposed in places like Virginia, Colorado, other places like that. And 60 Minutes did a whole thing on this because, you know, the new thing now is red flag laws. They're everywhere. Red flag laws. It's the whole thing. If you think somebody might be crazy, or you think somebody might hurt somebody, or you think somebody might be suicidal, you call the cops. They come. They get the guns. They take the guns away. And now you got to fight to get your guns back. And there are some sheriffs in Colorado who are saying they will absolutely not enforce this. Now, of course, when Philadelphia is a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants, the media goes, that's compassionate. When these sheriffs say, we're not enforcing this because we believe it violates the Constitution, violates federal law, the media goes, can you believe the lawlessness of these sheriffs? This is a little bit from the 60 Minutes.
Apartment 24 was a headache for Douglas County Sheriff's deputies in the suburbs of Denver.
What's going on tonight?
They'd met the resident, Matthew Reel, before. With each dispatch, deputies were reminded Reel was mentally ill, hostile, and armed.
If you keep yelling like that, I will take you to jail for disorderly conduct.
He hadn't been violent, but that morning, he live-streamed threats and talked of guns.
Yes, I do have some weapons. I own firearms. I have been, you know, I've had some scotch.
Deputies believed Reel was suffering a mental breakdown.
They were stalking. Why are they knocking? They're still knocking.
Reel hadn't broken the law, so deputies could only take him into protective custody for a mental evaluation. Instead, Reel barricaded himself.
Go away!
Open the door!
I warn you! Identify!
Deputy Zach Parrish hit the door.
Sheriff's office!
What's your name?
He's down! Hey, I'm going! Cover me!
In a 96-minute shootout, five officers were hit. Reel's bullets flew through walls and wounded two neighbors.
Three are out! We've got three officers hit! One down!
Deputy Zach Parrish was killed, leaving a wife, a four-year-old, and an 18-month-old.
Now, let me ask you a question as they do this. These red flag laws, right? They said the guy didn't break any laws. He hadn't broken the law. They come to his house. He doesn't want them to come in. They come in the house anyway under these red flag laws, and there's a shootout. And cops get shot. So, A, how dangerous are these red flag laws to police officers? How unconstitutional is that to have the state just barge into your place to get your guns? And number three, how's that going to play out when you've got this happening all over the country and you've heard the expression the gun owners use from my cold dead hands? I mean, how is that going to play out when various law enforcement entities, you've broken no law, but they're coming to get your guns anyway, and you tell them, don't come in my house. They don't have a warrant, but they're coming in anyway. They're coming in with SWAT. They're coming in with guns bearing. I mean, they're coming in guns blazing. How does that not turn into a violent scene is my question. How does violence not happen in that scenario? They don't talk about that, but that's one of the biggest dangers with these red flag laws. I'm going to do a little bit more into this tomorrow, but I just wanted to give you that because I'm always amazed that they act like you just go to somebody's house, knock on the door, and they just volunteer. Here, oh, take my guns. Take my guns. That guy was obviously a little bit mentally disturbed, and so he thinks, whatever, there's an invasion, fights back and shoots and everything like this. But you're going to have people, cops are going to go to their house. Hey, we're here to take your AR-15s. I'm not giving them up. No, we're taking them. You think the cops are just going to go home? Or no, they're going to come back with more and more guns, right? Government's going to keep coming back with more and more guns. It's very dangerous, these red flag laws, for police officers and, of course, for the public. But you don't hear that side of it. You don't hear that side of it. 60 Minutes doesn't explore that side of it. I want to make that point. Scott Pelley's only using that to just get you to go with the red flag laws. It's totally for red flag laws. But the reason why I'm saying that is because 60 Minutes didn't, and it needed to be said.
Be
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.